The Hebrew Order of David is one of our community's oldest and most established global outreach organizations. Join Stan Claff for the next hour as he explores the issues facing the men in the community. The HOD Hour is a fundraising initiative for the HOD. Welcome to the HOD Hour with Stan Claff.
And I'm Stan Claff, and I'm in the studio with the Deputy Grand President of the Hebrew Order of David, Evron Krasner. And controlling the whole thing tonight is Woozy, and we're going to talk tonight about something a little bit where we're going with the Hebrew Order of David and why. You've heard all the wonderful things that the Hebrew Order of David does, but we're going to talk tonight about why and what you would get out of and what kind of benefit you would have from joining an organization like the Hebrew Order of David. Young men, welcome. Older men, welcome, but this is an organization of men, and we want to just chat through the evening to discuss what it really means to be a member of the order and how you can join and where we're going with membership so that we can capitalize on what we've been talking about and the good things that we stand for, but more important, what you can do as a male in the community and how you can give back as a male in the community. So welcome, Evron. As I said, the Deputy Grand President, destined to next year to be the Grand President of the Hebrew Order of David International. And we have lodges in Atlanta, in Texas, in California, in Florida, in Canada, in Israel, in London and in Israel. And of course throughout South Africa and around the coast, PE, East London, Durban and Cape Town. And of course on the reef here, on the Gauteng, the reef a little bit old fashioned, but in Gauteng. So welcome, Evron.
Thank you, Stan. It's an honor and a privilege to be here again with you tonight. I've been here a few times and your show is top class.
Thank you. So the Hebrew Order of David going for nigh on 115 years. Next year will be 2020. Today's a significant day in the Hebrew calendar. Today's Tu B'Av, not Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av. Very important day. It's equivalent of Valentine's Day. So if you're thinking you've still got a few hours, if you're thinking of getting married, this is the day that you should get married. It's a very important thing, and a lot of weddings happening tonight. And if you... It may still be time to propose because, there's a lot of women out there and a lot of women can propose to men, and this is the day to do it. So talking about the Hebrew Order of David. So as I said, going on for 115 years, we want to grow the Hebrew Order of David in Johannesburg. We want to grow the Hebrew Order of David in Cape Town and in South Africa. We are growing around the rest of the world, but we're focusing tonight on why you should join a lodge, what you can do in the community, what it means to be a member. So, everyone, tell us, what do you think?
Yes, Stan, I can only talk from my perspective. I've been involved with the Hebrew of David for 24 years. When I joined the order, they had a young man's lodge. It was called the Simon Wiesenthal Lodge. And all like-minded men, I just had recently graduated from university. I was starting to work, and I felt being a young man wanted to get involved in the Jewish community. I'd previously been involved in youth movements, B'nai Akiva. I felt that this was a platform to get involved. I had like-minded friends who were involved, and we wanted to give back to the community, and it was a great spirit. We were able to hold golf days. We were able to fundraise. We were able to hold Chavashaft events together. It was something that was meaningful, that you felt that what you put in, you were getting out. And over time, we've evolved. That particular lodge folded because there was lots of immigration at that point in time in the 1990s. Over time, the lodges have folded, and today we've got four lodges here in Gauteng, and we are looking actively always to recruit men who want to get involved, want to make a difference in our community, and we are in the process of forming a lodge that will be focused on young people and gentlemen and who want to join and want to make a difference. The women obviously are important, supporting their husbands, and seeing that we can actually make a difference in this community. We've got a long track record of lodges in this country, throughout the country. As Stan always says, you say, wherever there was a Volkskas Bank, there was a lodge in South Africa. Every part where the Jews were in South Africa, there was a Hebrew Order of David. So I see no reason why we cannot attract young men, men who want to make a difference and really get something out of it, whether it's community involvement from fundraising or visiting the sick or taking out the kids from Arcadia Home or from the Selwyn Siegel. There is always a spot that we can help, and there's never enough hands over here. When you give of your time, I think you feel much more meaningful as opposed to just making out a check. A check you can make out in 2 seconds, but when you put a lot of effort into fundraising or spending time with treating the less fortunate in our community, I believe you can only feel meaning. Everybody's looking for meaning in this world.
So in a society today which is getting kind of dominated by feminism, the women are trying to take over. They want our jobs. They want our position. They want to really run the world. And in my book, they can carry on running the world. I really don't mind. But the Hebrew Order of David is an organization of, you know, run by men, for men, but really about helping in the community. And as an organization, if you're a young man or an older man and you have a place here where you're not joining friends, you're joining like on Facebook or one of these kind of social media, you're joining an organization where you have genuine friendships, genuine association with other people doing work of meaning. We've done so much work in this country around that people are really not aware of, from really helping communities. Wherever there were Jews in a small town, they formed an HOD lodge. They really were foremost in running that community and hitting up what men in the community did. So as an organization today, with our head office here in which is the head office actually for the international body of the Hebrew Order of David, the grand president now resides in different parts of the world, and it's on a rotational basis, but the office of the Hebrew Order of David is here. Our records are here, and all the decision making is done on a communal basis with the rest of the world, but South Africa is dominant in that association. So the lodges that we have running at the moment are engaged in projects, anything from photographic exhibitions, bringing yont of joy to people, looking after the aged, helping the aged, bringing food together with kosher mobile meals, all those type of activities which are essential to the organization. But as a member of the Hebrew Order of David, it's wide open. If you join this organization, you can make a difference. You can make your voice heard. You will have all the resources that you could possibly imagine. You can have the backing of a well-organized office with a well-organized situation throughout each of the lodges, and logistically you can really run projects with muscle, which is unique in the society today, where other organizations are really, I think, struggling. The Hebrew Order of David is a leading fraternity, with strength in the community and the ability to do projects, the experience, the marketing, etc. So let's focus a little bit on what we're busy with at the moment. So we're busy with the first thing that we're busy with at the moment is a project called Bringing Yont of Joy. We collect money, we buy foodstuffs. This is an annual project done round about Rosh Hashanah. We do it in association with Kosher Mobile Meals, and products that we buy are packaged and then delivered with Kosher Mobile Meals to the community. This is an important role that we do. It's an ongoing project which we've been doing for over 40 years, and that's the type of project that you do. But we are open to suggestions. We are open to energetic young people who want to come along here and make a difference. If you have an idea, you're an member of this organization, the lodges will back you. The resources are there. So in your experience, Avron, you've been experienced in many of the projects that we've done over the last few years. You're now heading to you know, at a higher level to run the organization worldwide, but from a personal point of view, you've been involved in golf days, you've been involved in projects along those lines. So just give us a bit of your experience.
Yeah, yes, Stan. I've been involved with Dr. Herzl Lodge. That's my lodge at the moment. And every year we have an annual golf day. It's an incredible day. We are able to raise quite a lot of money. I think last year or 2 years ago, we raised 60,000 rand, and we were able then to distribute it to the beneficiaries that we decided to give. At that point in time, it was the CSO, Hatzola, and also hospice. Our philosophy has always been not only for Jewish causes, but also for non-Jewish causes. We are ultimately for the Jewish community, but we've also got to look at the wider community. We were able to raise that type of money. We were able to work together, and it's been a success. Overall, we were able to contribute to these causes and make a difference in our community. I've always taken the view is what you put in is what you get out. And if you want to get involved in these activities, you can decide to get involved in these activities. If you want to get involved with Sikh visiting, you can get involved with Sikh visiting. If you want to take out the Al-Qaeda kids, you can take them out. We've got all different activities lined up. And I think it's just that fulfillment and the ability to know you've got the platform and the resources over here. We've got a HOD center. We're able to meet. We're able to communicate. And the community ultimately have supported us over all the years with their contributions. And more than that, it's a nurturing environment. I also can talk personally that I would never, if you would have asked me 25 years ago, would I ever be the grand president and even enter my mind. But over time, I've been able to develop myself and get to where I am today because I've been given that opportunity. If you're prepared to give, be prepared to give back to the community, prepared to build the lodges, you are able to rise within the order, and it's something awesome.
And we've been nurturing leaders, taking them through from people who were shy to stand up and make speeches. The way the meetings are constructed is in such a way that it encourages free speech, encourages people to stand up and articulate what they want to do. And it becomes a necessary part of your equipment or your tools to be able to articulate stuff and put stuff down and put them and translate it into projects. And so communication, as you said, marketing, leadership roles within all of the lodges, the structure is there. We have a very well-defined structure, starting with the international body and then filtering down to governing lodges, which govern South Africa, govern the United Kingdom, govern United States and North America, govern Israel. And so you can rise within those ranks. You don't have, it's not for everyone. You don't have to be at the top level. You can choose the level that you want to do. But if you have any kind of ability, we look out for people to be able to participate. You can take a leadership role, or if you just want to get involved in projects on any level, there's plenty to do. And of course, there's an entrepreneurial aspect to it because there's so many opportunities today to actually work within the community that as young people or as men in the community, we encourage that kind of growth, and it's been successful. The formula has been successful because we've actually spurned a lot of people onto higher office. We've had mayors have been members of this order. We've had members of the Presidential Commission have been members of the Hebrew Order of David. We have a lot of connections, and we have an international connection. So as an international footprint, you have an opportunity to meet and sort of communicate with members at all levels. If you travel from here to one of the countries where we have lodges, or one of the towns or cities where we have lodges, you'll be a welcome visitor, and you'll be able to attend meetings which are run on very similar lines around the world and be part of this organization and part of the dialogue. And we stand for, besides the fact that we're a social organization and that we stand to help people, we also stand against things like assimilation, anti-Semitism. We work actively to try and show the community that we mean business, that what we do, we carry out. And we try to set examples of where we put the money, where we put our effort to be able to be a showpiece for Jews, young men, older men, but Jewish males, in the community. And I think that's a critical aspect of being a member of the order.
Yes, definitely, Stan. And I think for me also the ability to network. go anywhere in South Africa that we've got a lodge and be able to relate to the brethren there. Also overseas is something special. We've got our ritual. We've got a way we run meetings. And it's, wherever you go, it's the same. It's like reading from the Torah every week. We've got a Parshat HaShavua. Whether you're in Hong Kong, Johannesburg, LA, Jerusalem, we're all reading the same Parsha. It's the same thing of the Hebrew Order of David. We've got the same rituals. We speak the same language. We're doing the same type of work. And to be able to relate to that is something awesome in today's world. And even if you've got a problem in business, or you've got a matter you want to discuss from a fundraising perspective, you can get different perspectives from brethren all over the world. We're very well representative. And also we've had brethren here in South Africa who emigrated to other countries where there isn't an order present at the moment, like Australia, and we're able to tap in them because they were very involved in the order here in South Africa, which is very, very special.
And in the setup of the Hebrew Order of David, I mean, we don't differentiate between what you are in society, where you are in society. If you can make a difference and you want to really work together with others, you may be working alongside doctors or the next door plumber or an electrician or, for that matter, anybody in society, an advocate. You may find that, and you have connections through all of those lodges where we have a great mix of people like-minded and also wanting to make a difference and put back into the community, which I think is something which is a little lacking in society today, where people are not really giving back. Here's your opportunity. You don't have to write out the check. You can actually give of your time. And in giving of your time, you'll get that warm, fuzzy feeling. You'll have that opportunity to see the actions of the Hebrew Order of David taking place before your eyes. You'll walk away from some of these projects maybe with tears in your eyes because you've seen another side of life. You've also seen you've also seen how the organization can make a difference. When we deliver food parcels to some of these people, it's heart-wrenching when you get the letters on the thanks from people that you've helped. But it goes deeper than that. I mean, it's just something which once you get to grips with these type of projects, it's very different to just writing out checks, as everyone says, to actually physically spending a bit of time. And you can encourage your children to watch and see, and they will also come along in the process of being able to watch this and watch their fathers, cousins, uncles, brothers being involved in an organization which is an outreach organization, and it's special.
Yes, Stan, just to echo what you're saying, if I relate it, for instance, to my lodge, Dr. Herzl Lodge, every year we distribute pot plants to the ladies at our parents' home, Sandringham Gardens, and the smiles and the light that these ladies get when we present them with these pot plants is immeasurable. They'll remind us, by the way, here's the last 5 pot plants that you've given me over the last 5 years. It's you're the Hebrew of David, and I remember that my husband was involved. It's just something that someone's remembering, the older generation where their children may have immigrated and they don't get this type of feeling from their own kids because they're far away. It's just that type of support and care for the community is immeasurable. To get that smile on their face, nothing can replace it.
So we're in a moment we're going to take a break, but we have this segment of Chai FM is something which we try to attract advertisers and we're starting to bring them on board, and the first one is we're pleased to say is Joel Goldstein from Garden Quip, and now we're going to bring you weekly a Garden Quip. So it's an irrigation company that specializes in upgrading, renewing, fixing, replacing, and putting in new irrigation systems, and it's time to do that because now it's coming towards summer. So this week's Garden Quip is Compost Happens. And on that note, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in a shortly. Stand by.
This is the HOD Hour with Stan Claff.
So we are back. We're talking about men. It's raining men. But more importantly, if you need water in your garden, you best call Garden Quip for Irrigation on 082-857-3107. That's 082-857-3107. They'll come and renew your sprinkler system. They'll upgrade it. They'll fix it, repair it. Time to check. It's raining men, but it's not raining water. So just add the system in and your garden will thrive. The Hebrew Rod of David, it's raining men. We're looking for men. We're looking for young men. We are starting a new lodge within the next few months. We want to open the lodge. We want to make a difference in the society of South Africa. We want to increase our footprint. There's definitely an opportunity for young people who want to fulfill themselves, who want to be part of an organization that has an international footprint. And you can make a difference. If you're a young man with the energy and the drive to be able to pull off projects and make them work and make a difference in the community. And we know that today there are so many avenues where you can make a difference. We need you. We want you. We'll help you grow. We'll help the new lodge grow. We have the infrastructure. And I have with me in the studio the Deputy Grand President. This is a very important role. It's an international role of an international organization. And when you join this organization, you have entree to a world of men around the world where you would connect contacts. You have an opportunity to travel. You will be able to meet other people and meet people who come here. We have a conference, international conference in March, early March next year, where visitors from all around North America, from the United Kingdom and from Israel will be visiting us. And there'll be a change of presidency, and the new Grand President will be the President, the Grand President designate is Avron Krasner, well known in Johannesburg for his work in the order, and past president of one of the lodges, a man who came up in the ranks, as did all of us, from humble beginnings to, you know, being a little person in a lodge, having to grow and learn and understand and be able to do public speaking and maybe even hosting the HRD Hour on High FM.
I can't infringe on your turf, Stan. This is your baby.
No, this is up. Yeah. It's up for grabs.
Yeah, I'll give it your turn. It's your long lost career. I know you should have been a DJ, so now you've finally
yes,
got it.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, expand on the plans. We want to open this lodge. We're looking for a name. Anybody wants a suggestion name, send a telegram to 061-895-1019 or SMS us on 34519. Send us the suggestion for a name. We have names like Lodge Negev. We have names like Simon Wiesenthal. We have names around the world, Tamir, Bezalel, Ilan Ramon, Dr. Herzl Lodge. So, suggest a name, and maybe that's the name that will come up as the new lodge's name. And this lodge will be run by the new people who come in with a bit of assistance from the hierarchy here, but we're not going to foist old grey men into that lodge. We're going to be looking for young guys with the energy to make a difference in society.
Yes, yes, Stan, it's fantastic and I think exciting that we are going to be in the process of launching a lodge here, a new lodge. We haven't had a new lodge in Johannesburg probably in 20 years. So I think this will be fantastic. It's a great opportunity for young men and men generally out in the community to get involved, to bring their friends and to really have someone who's got that leadership who wants to really make a difference out there. It's really a nurturing ground, and this is where we're concentrating now. It's just amazing if I look at North America, which I'm sure over the last few months you've heard how they've come from one lodge. Today they've got 8 lodges going on, 9 lodges, I believe, and they're still looking to establish all over the United States. It spread like wildfire when we had ex-South Africans who set up in Atlanta, and now we're in four states, I think, in the States and also in Canada. So I don't believe there's no reason why we cannot replicate it here in Johannesburg. Even though the community has become quite stable in terms of numbers, I still believe there's an avenue for young people to make a difference here.
And it's a lodge with a strong base. We own a property in Orchards, which is we're proud to have the UOS, the Chief Rabbi, Gary Friedman Caterers, the Sephardic Shul as the tenants. We operate out of those premises. It's a well-known facility. It's owned, wholly owned by the Hebrew Rod of David. We have a strong base. We have a good bank balance. I don't want to tell you how much. But we can certainly fund projects. We're able to pay our way and we're able to fund projects going forward. We want to make a difference. We want to help. Unfortunately, over the years, we've always helped other organizations. Not that it's a bad thing, but we because of that, we've been sort of termed as a secret society. But yes, we do have the Harry Potter stuff behind closed doors. But that really is a way of managing meetings and creating decorum. But in the way that we do things and the way that we operate, we are forward thinking. We use technology where we can. We're about to launch a website, which is going to tell everyone the history of the Hebrew Order of David, going back the history of every single lodge. And we've had nearly 60 lodges in the country at one stage. And so if you want to join and become part of an organization which has got strength, got muscles, got international footprint, got connections around the world and is connected in the society in South Africa, this is your opportunity. Come forward, contact us. And the numbers to contact are 640-3017, of course, on the code 011. Send an email to admin@hodavid.org. There's an advert that goes on, come and have a cup of coffee. So yes, come and have a cup of coffee in our center. We'll talk you through it. Or even one of us, the leadership, will be happy to come and chat to you. You want to make it in an evening, you want to make it during the day, in the comfort of your offices, we'll come and talk to you about the Hebrew Order of David.
By all means, then. We're out there. We're ready to come there. We want to encourage it as much as possible. And I think it's something great. As I say, I'm actually off to the United Kingdom in September. They've got an installation of new offices coming into their lodge over there, all three lodges in London. It's an ability to interact with their brethren over there, see what they've made a difference in their own community, and also have visitors from the United States and Canada and here from South Africa. It's something very special. That ability to travel and to network with like-minded individuals is really something special.
So this is a season for installation. So in America, in Dallas and in Houston, we're installing new teams there's four lodges in Atlanta. They're installing new teams. And in the weeks to come, we're going to be interviewing the past presidents and the incoming presidents of those lodges. And I have to tell you that I'm blown away by the excitement that this has generated of the presidents of those lodges who want to have their voice heard, who want to tell you what they're doing and how they're doing it and and where they're doing it and what kind of monies that they're raising, because it's an exciting organization to belong to in the sense that it gives you a stepping stone outside of your work area. This is, of course, a voluntary organization. I'm sure that most people, if not everyone, wants to do something a little bit more. Maybe you don't have a hobby, but you can certainly come and make this your hobby. Make something of your free time. And it doesn't have to be a lot. You can contribute more than money by being here and being present and helping us.
Yeah. And Stan, I think what's important is a concept called the tipping point. Malcolm Gladwell, a well-known author, talked about the fact if you find someone who comes up with a great idea and is able to build on it, and he's got influence, he's able to influence other people to come part of that idea. And it spreads like wildfire. The minute you get someone who's enthusiastic and has got the ability to run an organization, run a lodge, it's incredible. Just to give you an idea, in the United States, in Atlanta, we've got four lodges over there. In some of these lodges, there's as many as 90 members over there. Generally, the general size of a lodge is 30 to 40 brethren. Over there, they've got 90 members in some of their lodges. So generally, when we have installations of new offices, because there's president, vice president, treasurer, so people want to go up to higher office in those lodges. So we normally have it every 2 years. Every 2 years here in South Africa, we have a change of the guard. But in America, there is actually every year. And why is that? Because their brethren over there who want to get involved, they want to be a treasurer, they want to be a vice president, they want to go up to the presidential level. There's just so much excitement that they want to get there that they have installations every single year because they can see what they can do. Everybody wants to contribute and they want to get involved, which is encouraging. And there's no reason here in South Africa, here in Johannesburg today, why that cannot happen.
And so when you join this organization, and when you join any organizations, maybe it's like your first day at school. You come along, you don't know what you're going to meet, but when you come here, you'll find Jewish men married to Jewish women. So that's a prerequisite of the organization. You don't have to be married, but if you are married, you need to be married a Jewish woman. And you know that they're going to be thinking the same way as you do. Yes, you may have different opinions on politics. You may have different opinions on the way you, or different shuls. You may do all that sort of thing. But we come together as a body and we work together. And in working together, it creates a harmony. So as I was saying earlier, this is not a Facebook where you just go on and you subscribe and then you're a friend. So, and I can do that all day long, every day. You know, 5-6 people send me messages. Do I want to be their friends? I don't even know you, you know. But here, this is, as they used to say on that song, the opening song for Cheers, the radio program, it said, where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name, but it's not only that, do they know your name, they know your face, they know what you do, they can help you, and you can be helped in business as well, and you can be assisted in just some, you know, there's always somebody that will help you, and even if it's just a shoulder to cry on, but also it's an opportunity to flex your muscles, which you wouldn't have sitting in your office. You're not going to have that opportunity. Here, you have an opportunity to show your muscle and show who you are.
Yeah, and also I think you can involve your family. You know, I've often gone to events. I've taken my wife with me. We have a bagel evening, for instance. We'll bring her with. I go visit lodgers. She comes with me. My kids come. When I go distribute pot plants at the Sandringham Gardens, our parents' home, my kids come with me. They can see what we're about. They want to get involved. It's actually a family. We become part of a family, and everybody gets to know each other's family. So it's not only for men. I think ultimately families get involved because we feel like one big family.
Yes, and we treat our women well. We don't make them cater. We do all our own catering. We don't force them into the kitchen or anything like that. We treat our women. We put them on pedestals. We very much admirers of women. We don't allow them into the organization, but that's a whole different thing. We are totally against the uprising of feminism. But we realize as Jewish husbands that women have their place. And we have our places, and in this organization, get away from home. Come and join us. Sometimes you'll have a schnapps, sometimes you'll have a light meal, and sometimes you'll just have a great discussion. And away from home for a couple of hours, you won't be missed. But if you don't come to our meetings, you will be missed. So as an organization, it's something which becomes part of your life. I know I look forward to my meetings. I think my wife looks forward to me going out of the house. Gives her the opportunity to have control of the TV. And I'm out for a couple of hours before I get back and, you know, start dishing out the orders. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I hope she's not listening.
Yeah. The same, Sam. It's I think it's great. It's great because it gives on both sides. The wife can get some space and you're able to go to meetings and interact. It's really good.
And also in these kind of lodges, although we do have, of course we do have certain rituals and procedures, it's not masonry. It's not as strict and as we do try to adhere to the decorum, because we want our meetings to be run slickly. We don't talk on and on for hours. Everybody's given an opportunity, and more than given an opportunity to speak, people will listen. That's an important thing in life, is to be able to get people to listen, hear what you have to say as an individual. And, you know, if you put forward a project which makes sense to the other members of the order, you'll get the backing, and when you do a project, you'll get the support. You're not left out on your own in the cold just to do it on your own, as in many. We encourage participation. We encourage you to do things, and it doesn't matter if you're just doing marketing or you want to be the treasurer, you want to count the money. Hopefully we'll make some money, but to count the money and to be part of actually doing things, going out, outreach in the community and making a difference.
Yeah, it's all about making a difference out there, and this is a fantastic vehicle. As Stan, you've said, we've got a HOD center. It's a fantastic resource to be able to meet. It's not going to cost you anything. We've got an annual membership, but really in the greater scheme of things, it's really, we've got the center. You're able to really do all your activities over there and really something special.
So if you really want to find out more and you think, well, these guys are just prattling on, talking about a hypothetical organization which, you know, everybody thinks is a secret society, give us a call. We'll come and talk to you. You'll come and talk to us. We'll have a chat, and we'll talk it through. And everybody that has had some connection to the Hebrew of David is always amazed at what we have. We have a history going back for 115 years. We have records going back to that time. Even as a community service, we offer the Genealogical Society of South Africa, the Jewish Genealogical Society as a home, the Yiddish Society of South Africa as a home with us. There are other opportunities to do things, and each person is an organization on his own, looking for assistance and looking for help or helping others. So you don't have to be the big leader and you don't have to be the big orator, but you'll learn to put your point of view forward. You learn, and you'll be encouraged in your leadership role if you want to take it on. And there's no limit. There's absolutely no limit. There's no reason why a person like Avron or a person like Stan Claff or Avron Krasner or any of the other people couldn't come into this organization without knowing anything and have risen to the top levels of the organization and been part of the community and really getting a kick out of it. And we don't look for feedback. We don't look for pats on the back. We don't look for accolades. We know that what we're doing is important. We know that as an organization we do good. We have an organization which we're associated with in America called Do Jewish. That's what we do. We do Jewish. And, you know, if you want to do Jewish, you want to be part of an organization. Tonight's broadcast was supposed to be an interim stage in what we've been talking about, because we brought you discussions about various topics. We brought you information about the various lodges. Now it's time to really capitalize on what we've been doing, because we feel that we can offer you as a young person or a man, and you don't have to be young. You could join one of the existing lodges if you're an older person, you've never been involved in these kind of organization, or even if you're a member of another organization which may have closed down and you want to come across and give us your expertise or give us something and rise in the ranks of the order. There's an opportunity now for us at this moment in time before we close membership and don't allow any more members in. And we're looking for people to come and help and come and join us and make a difference. Just get out there, make a difference, join fellow brethren, as we call it. And we really are brothers in arms. We're a few, but we're strong and we stand together.
Yes, yes. We're unified. We stand, we're totally in line with the Yiddishkeit. In fact, every time we have a meeting, we have a Dvar Torah, a short insight into the parsha or whatever it is for 5 minutes at our meeting. And in fact, also overseas in America, a lot of the lodges are hosted by the Chabad Shul. The Chabad Shul's over there. Chabad rabbis are involved. It's really got a Jewish flavor to it. There's a lot of Yiddishkeit. There is from people. It's across the board. So whatever your fancy is, you can find a place over here.
So you don't have to be Chabad. You don't have to be Lubavitch. You can be Reform. You can be progressive. You can be just a secular Jew that wants to make a difference and be involved. You'll meet fellow Jews with aspirations that are the same as yours. And it's a home from home. So we help brethren in need. We have bin funds around the world where we help brethren in need. Not to a very large extent, but if you're really in that kind of a problem, we like to help. If you're in a business and you need some advice, there's always somebody at hand. If you just want to come and have a chat and bounce ideas, that's also fine. And if you want to, which we would like, as we used to be just an organization that was looking after our own members, but today we're an outreach organization, we're a social working organization, we want to go out there and make a difference. We want to help people. We need you to come and bolster our ranks. As I said in the First World War, we need you. I think that a lot of people out there, everyone, would like to be a part of an organization that is doing something. Yes. And I think if I look around and I see, even today, I see that the CSO is struggling for funds, we'd also like to help them. We do support them. They do help us in our facility at the HOD Center. But as organizations go today, I think all organizations are struggling. They don't have the backup and the facilities that the Hebrew Order of David has. And this is the opportunity to join an organization with some muscle.
Yeah, agreed. And we can see how we can help other organizations, as you say, Stan, that need that assistance. We can make and see, give some sort of contribution towards that. So encourage it on all levels.
So we don't prescribe what type of person you have to be. We're a friendly face. We're a friendly organization. We, as I said right at the beginning, we're not a social networker in the sense of that you just plug in your cell phone or your laptop and that's your communication. This is real. Come along. You'll come to the meetings. And you know what? If you just want to be a member and you want to just come and sit in the window of the lodge and listen to what's going on, be part of the discussion. Maybe you want to add something. You'll grow into a situation. There's a progress of a few months before you really acclimatize yourself. We're not expecting everybody to we don't just throw them in the deep end. There's a process of training, a process of assistance in making this lodge, and then nobody's left on their own to just do things. But as an organization, we know what we can do and what we can expect from people. And over a period of time, you'll do what you want to do. If you don't want to be involved and you just want to come to the meeting, as I said, you're welcome. If you just attend functions, and we have a lot of functions going on. I mean, this month alone, next week on the 22nd, we have the Royals, which is a program which we've been running for many years, which we invite people from all, you know, elderly in the community to come along and listen to music. It's Cantor Ezra Scher, and he's coming from Pine Street Shul. He's going to provide an evening, a morning of entertainment. Last time he came was during the period when you couldn't have music, but this time it's with musical accompaniment. And you'll get a nice cup of tea and a slice of cake and a biscuit, and you'll enjoy a morning from 9:30 for 10 o'clock on next Thursday, the 22nd. You don't have to be elderly. There's no charge. You can come along and just listen to a nice concert if that's what you would like to hear. He's a very accomplished cantor, and please come along. We also have launched a little while ago a project, a photographic project, which we want to do a day in the life of a Jew in South Africa. I think we stand for as Jews in South Africa. I think that we want to try to bring along the photographs that we get into a coffee book. And how it works is you send us a photograph. You can send it to photos@hodavid.org, photos, photos, at hodavid.org, or you can SMS to 082-963-4028, which is a number for your, or you can send it on a WhatsApp, and we'll take the photographs. We want to eventually accumulate it. We're putting up 25,000 rand in prize money for those pictures. We know that a picture takes says 1,000 words. We don't want 1,000 words. Just send us a photograph. And, you know, it's very easy to pick up your phone. Most phones today have a fantastic capability. Take a picture of Jews in action wherever they may be, laying tefillin, going to a wedding, dancing, just going to shul, or just walking down the road. And if it's a Jew in South Africa, we want to see those photographs. We want to do it. It'll be judged. We'll select the best. We'll bring out a book, which will be a coffee table book. And I think that people who've left the country and in other lodges will be able to be distributed to them where they would like to see and remember what it was like to be in South Africa. So a picture of your shul or an old shul, whatever it is, please send it to us. So unfortunately, as always in the studio, when you're sitting here and you're having fun and you're really talking about something which is close to your heart, time seems to run away with us. We're coming to the end of the show. A last word, Avron?
Yes, I think it's a great opportunity. As you've said, Stan, we're going to get this lodge going in the next few months. I'm here, and I've got a grand vision for the Hebrew Order of David. We're going to be here for many, many more years, and kol hakavod, and may you go from success to success, Stan, in this great show, Chai FM.
And as the show is you see on TV, The Last Man Standing, we come and join the organization. We'll be the last men standing. We're standing for anti-Semitism. against anti-Semitism. We're standing against assimilation. We stand for affiliation, in other words, join our organization. And we stand against apathy because, you know, don't just sit on your bum watching TV. Yes, there's a lot of sport on and there's a lot of other things to do, but come for a couple of hours and join us and make a difference. That's what it's all about.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, so enjoy the rest of, today's a romantic day, Tu B'Av. This is a romantic day, so whatever you have in mind, may it go well, and wish you a good Shabbos and a good weekend.